On the Nature Trail with Lindsay Webb. Brought to you by New Hampshire Fish and Game's Wildlife Journal.
In search of smelt. Tonight, I'm helping fisheries biologist Andy Schafermeyer with his annual smelt surveys. I step out of the truck, click on my headlamp, and grab my backpack. The moon is so bright, I hardly need the additional light. We grab the rest of the gear out of the back of the truck and make our way down to the water's edge. Many people think of smelt as exclusively anadromous species, meaning residing in salt water and entering fresh water to reproduce. But smelt can also be found in many landlocked cold water lakes throughout New Hampshire. Large schools of these smelt move from lakes into streams and along shorelines to spawn in the spring. It's this freshwater version of smelt that we're on the hunt for tonight. Smelt are an important food source for many other fish species, such as lake trout and landlocked salmon. Biologists like Andy monitor the smelt's reproductive patterns to understand the overall health of the population. In the past, smelt eggs were moved around the state as a way to increase the forage base for larger fish. We walk down behind a few unoccupied camps on the edge of a popular cold water lake in northern New Hampshire. I can hear the fast-moving stream flowing into the lake. Andy checks the water temperature and looks for any smelt running or swimming upstream. I shine my flashlight into the water, and it takes me a few seconds to recognize what I'm seeing. Hundreds of small, shiny fish are swimming upstream. When temperatures in ponds rise to approximately 40 degrees Fahrenheit, smelt begin to seek out fast-moving water with sandy and gravelly bottoms. Smelt runs last for about 3 weeks, although the peak run lasts only a few days. A female smelt can lay upwards of 50,000 eggs, which drop to the bottom and stick to any substrate. Andy gives me a quick lesson on catching these slender little fish, and I take a turn. With my net in the water, I scoop beneath a school and lift out a few fish. Using our fingers to feel the scales, we separate out the males from the females for weighing and measuring. Some of you may have memories of going out to dip for these tasty fish, or have heard stories from old timers. Smelt populations are cyclical, but in some water bodies, so much ideal spawning habitat has been lost that the smelt have disappeared. The smelt dipping fishing season in New Hampshire is very restricted, as the populations are sensitive. Winter anglers can try jigging for them through the ice. You don't have to catch smelt in a net or on a hook to appreciate their existence. If you happen to be walking near a cold water lake on a night in April or May, look in the water for these little fish or their eggs. It might seem like a quiet and still night, but underwater, these fish are busy swimming upstream on a race to keep their species alive.